Volunteers and paid workers have scanned in an estimated 2,500 images, mostly negatives, of residents and visitors who came through Petersburg in 1942 or otherwise used the waterfront. Kathy Poole is working with the museum on the World War II Coast Guard Photo Identification Project.
These photos were taken by Mary Allen in the January and February of 1942. After Pearl Harbor in the previous month, we were slapped with new regulations limiting who was allowed down along the waterfront in Petersburg and any other coastal town in Alaska.
One of those requirements was a photo ID card issued by the Coast Guard for anyone coming and going on the waterfront, and that's where these photos come in.
The people had to supply three passport photos to the Coast Guard and be fingerprinted and give a physical description, and were issued these cards that they had to have on their person when they went to the cannery to work or had to go to the fuel dock and fuel their boat, or fishermen coming over from Cake to sell fish.
The negatives show faces and torsos of 1,508 different people. Poole says some tried out different poses or different outfits on different days.
They were taking advantage of Mary having her equipment set up in a studio, and they'd come after work and in their work clothes and get their ID photo taken that they needed for their Coast Guard identification card. But they'd go home. Maybe the next day they'd show back up with, instead of work clothes, a coat and tie, or the women, instead of in their headscarves because they've been working in the cannery, they'd show up very well coiffed and makeup and nice clothes and sit for another photograph.
The photographer Allen died just 3 years later in 1945, and the images were kept in a local building until that was torn down. The negatives were rescued and given to the museum. Local historian Chris Lando identified many of the photos in the 1970s. Still, there are images of 603 people that no one's yet been able to identify. Poole thinks some of those people may have been from Cake, Wrangell, and possibly Angoon and Hoona. Some are already up on the Clausen Museum's Facebook page. Poole and several volunteers have been digitizing the images and archiving them. They'll all ultimately end up online and be available for family members. The museum also plans to send flash drives with the unknown images to neighboring communities and seek help in IDing those photos. Clausen director Sue McCallum says the project was funded by a collections management grant from the statewide organization Museums Alaska.
It's the first year that they've had these grants, and we were awarded $6,000 from them. And because of the urgency of this project, of people who are able to identify these images are aging very rapidly and are quite old, like in their 80s. And so we're hoping not to lose those resources to identify the people.
Another private donation of $1,000 helped buy a new computer to hold the digital images. Poole says it's a unique project.
1,500 photos of all ages of people, age 15 through 85, men and women, the diversity of the people, the ethnic backgrounds. This is a real unique slice of life here. What a snapshot, what a gift we have.
Poole hopes to do some public slideshows in Petersburg in August, and she'll make house calls to show the images to anyone who can help ID people. She'll also visit neighboring communities if needed. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.